Once upon a time, Annie was frozen by her anxiety. She could hardly move or see joy anywhere, until one day, she realized her own thoughts could thaw her from the inside. Annie began using her thoughts more and more each day until she warmed up. Then she discovered she was living in a beautiful, enchanted forest, which she can now fully experience. This is Annie's Manifesting Success Story.
Hello and welcome to this episode. I am your host, Cassie Parks, and today I have with me Annie. Welcome, Annie.
Hello, Cassie.
Yay. And we're going to talk about manifesting a retreat center slash house. If you've been following Annie's journey, you know way back when it started, she didn't even have a home. Like, she was sharing her friend's house. And we might go a little bit more into that. But first, I just want to say welcome, Annie.
Thank you. Thank you so much for having me.
Of course. All right. So, pretty big news. Let's celebrate. You bought a retreat center.
Yes. Yes. Yes, yay. I did.
I love it. All right. So, let's go into some of these details that people are going to want to know. So, and if whatever we don't cover, we'll cover at the end. But how long have you been looking for a house? Actually, take us on your house journey. Remind someone, if this is their first time, like, where did you start 5 years ago? Because it's just a little over 5 years that you've been in the program. You've been super focused on law of attraction and tapping into your future self. So just take us from then to now.
Okay. So when I first started listening to your podcast, I was breaking up with someone and I was moving out. And I had just gone into private practice and I was absolutely terrified. And I moved into a friend's house and my son had a bedroom, but I was sleeping on the couch and I was really terrified about being able to know how much money I was going to make. I was worried about getting into a commitment that, what if I didn't have any money? So and then I started working with you. I joined the Enchant. I listened to about 3 years of your podcast in 3 months, and then I joined the Enchanted Circle. And then, and things just started. I started making humongous changes, so fast. And I had been stuck for a few years before that. So I felt stuck. We now know it's a different word, but, so then I joined and worked with you, and then I doubled my income and I rented a house, and then I tripled my income, and then I started saving for a down payment, and I started really understanding investments, and is that too far back?
No, perfect. So how long have you been looking for a house?
Well, I've been in this house that I've been renting for 5 years now, and or 4 years, I think. 4 years, a little more. And I wanted to be here a couple years, and then I've been saving for a down payment. So for the last 2 years, I've been looking for a house. So I had to be in private practice for 5 years before I could buy a house. And so last year was 5 years. So for the last year, I've been looking for a house and I had my down payment. But things just weren't clicking. I looked at a lot of houses and just nothing felt right. So then I stopped looking. And then I went to a Dances for Universal Peace, and one of my colleagues said, asked me if I wanted to go in on this retreat center. And it has a cabin that will be mine, or it is mine. I'm working on it now. And it happened so fast, so fast. 2 weeks and we were buying it.
All right. So I want to jump in a second to, you know, who you bought it with and all of that. But I want to talk about this because I'm pretty sure that there was like some judgment about not buying a house or not finding the house or all these other things, because you've been looking for a house for like a year. So tell us, did you have to work through any of that and be okay? Like, obviously, this is why you hadn't bought a house.
Yeah. Well, and there was a call where you really helped me with that, because I was just not finding what I wanted. It wasn't clicking. Nothing felt right. And I was starting to get this like old mindset popping in. And you really, I can't exactly remember what the guidance was, but it helped me move through that. And yeah, and that believing that my future self has an idea, because what has come in is so much more than I could have imagined. And it's perfect. It fits. I know I've talked about Leo on the podcast. It fits Leo's needs, my needs. Leo's quality of life has improved so much, and he's a part of a community that adore him. And I was looking just around houses around the city I wanted to live in, neighborhoods, and nothing felt right. And I did have a bit of a judgment, but then I moved through that, and then it just fell into place. This property, it's 6 acres, butts up against National Forest. It's beautiful. And we're calling it Dragonfly Ranch, and it's gorgeous, and my heart sings when I'm there, and it's right where we're supposed to be.
Yes, because would you have ever put this in, like, thinking wise, would you have ever, you know, I don't know, put in property at this point, or has land or anything that would have led you to this place?
No, I don't think I wanted, I didn't, like, in my searches, you mean?
Yeah.
My searching. Yeah, no, I was just looking for a house. I did want an idea of it being in the country a little bit, but then every time we would go out and I would go out and look at houses, I would end up in Netherlands. And I was like, I need a house in Netherlands. I work, like, I have my satellite offices that are around the eastern part of the state. So here, but I kept being pulled there. I kept being pulled, and it's beautiful. It's gorgeous.
Amazing. I love it. And so were you still looking, or had you stopped looking when this place popped up?
I had stopped looking.
Awesome.
I had stopped looking, and I had started thinking, well, I have all this money in the bank. Maybe I'll take a month off and go live in Costa Rica.
Yes, I love it. So, right?
I was totally changing, because in the wintertime, I don't work as much because the commute and the roads close and stuff. So I usually work about 6 days in February. So I was starting to think, well, I'll just go to Costa Rica.
I love it, right? Shifting that focus, letting it be okay that it's not here yet. And you said something I want to touch on. Absolutely, your future self had this in mind. And not because, I think sometimes people are like, oh, our future selves create these things for us. No, our future self has a life and an experience. And when you sent me a video of this property, it was like, yeah, absolutely. This is almost identical to the vision I got reading one of your first scripts. It might have been from your second workshop, but it's not like this wasn't there. Your just current self couldn't see it. And so your future self, when it shows up, is like, hey, here you go. Like, do you want that thing to live like we live? Here you go.
It really is perfect. It's beyond that this or something better, you know, it's way some better than I was imagining.
Yes. I love it. Your future self, like, helped you out, because you never would have looked probably in this price point, because while you do have an amazing amount of money saved and you're making twice as much, this property is out of like your search parameters, right?
Yeah.
Amazing. And so how did your colleague, if you don't mind telling us, like, how did she find it? Like, how did this show up in her lap? And she'd be like, hey, do you want to get this place with me?
She's been looking for a retreat center for 3 years, and she's been researching it, researching the areas, researching price values and what happens when prices drop in a certain area. And she has, and we have very similar vision and interest of working with children and families who've had trauma and attachment. And so I'll work, and we'll have lots of different kinds of retreats and workshops, but we'll have workshops where she works with the parents and I work with the kids. We bring them together and help them repair their attachments. And I hadn't thought of doing this with anyone. I was looking for a house for myself. Like this, you know what I mean? Like this yeah. is so, but I did. I always thought that would be amazing to work on a team of people. And so she, I knew she was looking for a retreat center, and she had asked me a few years ago if I wanted to go in with her. And at the time, I was like, nah, I'm good. I just wasn't drawn to that at all. And I had built my business in a certain way, and I kind of just was going in that direction. And then she had put some offers in on a few different places. Things had fallen through. And then she was looking for an investor, and she found this place, and she was looking at another place too. And then we went to an event together. And she asked me again, and something, my intuition just said, look at this. And so I went up to the land, I went on a hike around it, and I just knew that that was the way to go. And 2 weeks later, we're signing papers.
Yes.
And I'm a co-owner of 6 beautiful acres of surrounded by national forests. And
which is amazing, with a pond, with multiple. So you have your own house on this property. I want to make it clear. So you manifested, it's a 3-bedroom, right?
Yep.
So you have a 3-bedroom home cabin on this property, which is probably like you were probably looking for a 3-bedroom, maybe a 4-bedroom, but this is in the realm of what you were looking for on your own, right?
Yes. And I was looking because I have a son who from time to time might want to live with me, or as he's going through his adventures, might need to be close. And I was looking for a house with a mother-in-law. Sorry, 1 second. Ruby, sorry. And I was looking for homes that had a mother-in-law suite or an attachment or somewhere we could put a little house for Leo to whenever he needs a spot or wants a spot to be. And this place has 4 buildings, a large house, which will be the retreat center, a cabin, which is a mine and I love. And then it also has a 1-bedroom cabin and another building. And we also have permits to build another structure. And so when Leo's ready to move into his own place, he will be able to move into his own home and in a community of really wonderful people.
That's amazing. And I know that I've had a very similar experience buying a property with someone else. And so did you, like, was it easy to split that up? Like, was it obvious, like, oh yeah, okay, you get this, I get that, here's how the money works sort of a situation?
Yeah. And it was very new for me. But we both have colleagues that have done this before. And so we met with a lawyer, and we drew up papers that explain the split, and we also talk about it. So it's actually been pretty easy to just communicate with each other.
Yeah. Yeah. Was it sort of obvious? Oh, this is Annie's house. This is the part that's like fully Annie's.
Yeah. And yeah. It was important to me that we weren't living together, and we weren't.
Yeah.
There's a big crop of rocks between the bigger house, and it looks like Wyoming, which is where I'm from. It looks like Bidavu, and there's cross-country ski trails and hiking trails. And so my area is very separate. And so it's definitely, we're not like living together, you know? So mm-hmm. it was important to me that I have a house that's mine. And I got, the realtor gave us a great deal, and I have a big stipend to do repairs on my home and make it just how I want it, which is great.
Amazing. And oh, I had another question. Coming together, doing this in the beginning, I think you had told me like, oh, she really wants to do the retreat part. I get to participate as little as, or as much as I want, but it seems a little like you're being pulled more in that, into that space as well. Is that true?
Yeah. And during our last workshop, my future self showed up and really showed that I am going to be wanting to do retreats here. I was thinking it would be more of a vacation home for me, mm-hmm. and she would be doing retreats, but she's very open. She, in her mind, she would love for me to be leading retreats too. And she's comfortable with me doing as little or as much as I want to. But lately, since I've been on the property, I want to do retreats. I'm going to do retreats. And I can see that. I can see our authors that want to have a book launch, having a book launch at our place, and doing talks and doing all sorts of, the possibilities are literally endless of what we can do here.
Amazing. And so with this type of property, there's a big earnest money that goes. How did it feel to transfer that big amount of money?
Awesome. And it felt so good. And it was something, when I started the Enchanted Circle, I had no clue how much money was in my account. I was terrified to look at it. And I now have apps on my phone and I love looking at money. And part of my future self playing is I'll transfer $10,000 from this account to that account, kind of for fun. Cause part of mm-hmm. it is like, I move money easily. And so I'll move it from one savings account to another savings account for fun. And because my future self moves large amounts of money and for wonderful reasons. And so it felt really good to spend $30,000. It felt amazing. And I transferred it and it felt just powerful.
Yay, that's amazing. And then when it came to closing, how did it feel to close on your retreat center?
It felt great. And I was traveling the week of our closing. So we set up a time. But it worked out perfectly. So it felt really, really, really good.
Amazing. Any tips or guidance or anything you would share with someone who maybe is afraid to look at their account, but would love to own a house or even better, a retreat center? What advice would you give them or what would you tell them?
I would say that to dream big, like, it's so possible. And I remember being terrified and frozen and living paycheck to paycheck and not knowing how much and really scared. I could have $1,000. I could have negative $1,000. I had no clue. And now I know exactly. And it feels so fun. Like, I love money and I love learning about money. And I love having thousands and thousands and thousands of dollars in the bank. And you can get there because honestly, I was homeless and terrified. And now I would say, trust that you can move, even if it seems like galaxies away. If you pick a program, dedicate yourself to it and work on it every day, you can go from one planet over to a totally different planet, way over there. Even if it seems out of reach, you can do it.
Amazing. I love that. Thank you for sharing that. And thank you for sharing this chapter about buying your retreat center and your house. It's amazing and such a beautiful. This is not the end. We have two more in-depth articles with Annie about her entire five-year journey and how money has shifted and her use of the law of attraction. But I just love that we get to celebrate you buying a retreat center on this episode. So thank you.
Thank you. I'm so excited. And thank you for sharing in my excitement. It's just wonderful.
Amazing. Thank you all for listening. And make sure to come back next week and check out all of the amazing ways that money has changed for Annie over the last 5 years.
Thank you for joining us today. If you are inspired and you're ready to start writing a new money story, a new life story, to really pick the pin up and design your happy ever after, go to enchantedlifeyou.com. That's enchantedlifeyou.com to get started. For any links that we talked about in the show, you can find the show notes at manifestingsuccessstories.com.